Just a short word before we have the opportunity to bring a sacrifice of praise and worship to our God as we come to the table and we worship before Him and remember His great love for us, who were so loveless, so without love. How gracious God is to such sinners. Just one verse in the Gospel of John in chapter 13. Gospel of John in chapter 13. What's the matter, Lily? John's Gospel, chapter 13, and just the one verse, verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, we've got three sisters out now with one little girl. Lily is, you know. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. So this was just a few short days before the cross, before the feast of the Passover, when the Lord Jesus himself would become that Passover lamb. And he knew that his hour was come. It did not take him suddenly. It did not take him unawares. He knew the purpose for which he had come. And he knew that his hour was now come, that he should depart out of this world and unto the Father. He was sent by the Father, and he was returning to the Father. And having loved his own which were in the world. I love that little phrase, his own. It gives me great joy and comfort to know that I am one of his own, that he has purchased us with his precious blood, that he says, you are mine. We belong to him. He has called us out of the world. He has chosen us. He has called us. He has saved us. He has indwelt us. He's provided for us, and he will ever look after us as his own. In John's, just a few pages back, in John's Gospel, chapter 10, he says in verse 1, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheep fold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. We are his own sheep. We belong to him. He is our wonderful, wonderful, loving shepherd. He cares for us. And how he loved those disciples. They walked with him for over three years. He called them, and they followed, and they saw his miracles. They saw his graciousness. They saw his power. They saw that righteous life. And they loved him. They loved him in the capacity that they had as natural men. But they tasted of his love. He loved them unconditionally. And he, as we saw, he cared for them, he provided for them, he was like a shepherd to them. They never went without whilst he was there with them. And it says there in John 13, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. That love never wavered. That love never faltered. That love was utterly consistent. The end, of course, was the cross. That was, of course, we understand that was not the end of him. That was, he had to go through death and into the resurrection and be born and return to the Father. But he loved them unto the end. In John's Gospel, chapter 15. And verse 13. It says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And then he says, you are my friends. So he's called us not just as servants, not just as followers, to see him, he's the great guru, you know, and we do our best to sort of keep up with him, you know. No. We're his friends. He calls us friends. He comes and walks beside us. He upholds us, and we are his own. And that is the measure of his love. No greater love hath any man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, he loved us unto the end. I think that's enough, isn't it? Isn't that enough to worship him? Isn't that enough just to be enthralled? Isn't that enough to give our lives fully to him? And that's an element of worship that that's not just lip service. The element of worship always involves sacrifice. You see, it's best illustrated in the Old Testament. They worshipped, they would give some sacrifice. And that is also, that thought is still with us, that our worship involves a sacrifice. I give my life to serve him. I consecrate my life to serve him. I yield my spirit, my being, my soul, my emotions, my desires, my body, yield it to him, and then I worship him for his great love for us. So let us come and worship our beautiful Lord this morning, knowing that we are his own. We belong to him, and he, as he loved the disciples then, unto the end, he will love us to the end. Whatever that end is, whether we die or whether we're caught up to meet him in the air, he will love us. So as we prepare our hearts to come to the table, let us worship our beautiful God.
Father, I just come before you to thank you for that great love of your Son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for that love of the Father, who loved his Son, and yet loved us so much that he gave his only begotten Son. And whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, I thank you for the life that you have given me. Lord, this eternal life, this life with you, this life to follow you, to be with you, to walk with you, to hear your voice, to be your sheep, to know you as my shepherd, and Lord, to guide us unto the end. Thank you, Father, that I can trust that love, that I have tasted that love. And Lord, I can only say this morning, Lord, I love you, and I give my heart and myself afresh to you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This beautiful morning, Lord, given to me, Lord. Lord, I was lost, but Lord, you found me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your calling, Lord, and Lord, for everything you have done in my life, for giving me this wonderful gift, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love and grace on me. Lord, I bow down before you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I commit my prayer to your name, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often fall.
Jesus, what a great privilege to carry, Lord. What a great privilege to carry to be included in your family. You no longer call me the servant, nor do you reveal to us and to me, Lord, the things that you have known from the Father. And you have given this great promise that you will know me till the end, and you will own me, and you will protect me, and you will be my shield to the end, no matter what happens around us, Lord, but you will be there for us. What a great promise, Lord, to have a friend like you. So I want to worship you, Lord, that you are the source of our strength. Lord, you are such a great God, the maker of heaven and earth. Lord, as the psalmist said, Lord, where will my help come from? My help will come from the Lord who made heaven. Lord Jesus, it's such a great privilege to have such great help from the maker of heaven and earth. Lord, from the maker of heaven and earth, who laid down his own life and gave his own life, Lord, in spite of all of the privileges around you, around your throne, Lord, you laid it down because you came for us. Lord, this world doesn't understand, but yet you, Lord, you chose me, you called me, and you brought me into your kingdom, you gave me, and you promised me that one day I'll be with you. Lord Jesus, it is not a simple thing, Lord, that the world cannot understand unless you go, Lord, but you gave me the privilege. You chose me before the foundation of the earth to be included into your family. You love me, every detail of my life. Lord, you care for me. Lord, you know everything that is going on in my life. And you are such a patient and a great God, and you have loved me regardless of my response to your love. So, you deserve my worship this morning. You deserve my praises. I want to lift your name high above all names, because you are the God. You are not a dead God. You are a living God, and you are living, and you are going to rule around this earth to the end of this world, Lord. I don't know what that end means, but you know, Lord, what that end means. Thank you, Lord, for that privilege, Lord, that I can relate and come to you and give worship to you in this manner. I am not outside, but I am included inside, in your hand, Lord Jesus. Thank you for that privilege. Lord, please accept my few broken words of worship. The most exalted name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. From heaven you came, helpless babe, enter a world of glory, not to be served but to serve, and in your life that we might live. This is our God, the Seven King. He calls us now to follow. Oh, Father, how beautiful those words. Lord, yes, you've given us your peace. The peace of the Father. Lord, through the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Oh, Father, who are we that you should have loved us? Who are we that you should have, oh, Father, taken such time and, oh, Father, such sacrifice, oh, Father, to give your life for us? Thank you, Father, for that great salvation. Thank you, Lord, for He who made it all possible, your Son, Jesus Christ. He who is Emmanuel, God with us. And, oh, Father, I come to worship Him this morning. Thank you, Father, Lord, for your saving power. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus Christ, which has all power to wash all sin away. And, oh, Father, thank you that you have baptized us by one Spirit into your body, the Church. And, oh, Father, I thank you and praise you, Lord, that we can look forward with great hope, oh, Father, to your coming, to your return. Because, oh, Father, that is, Lord, it's just going to be such a blessed day.
Yes.
And, Father, we look to you and worship you and honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
With a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks. Because it's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks
I worship you. I praise you, you Nam, in name God. One time giving thank you, but you always do. I pray in name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Loving, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity to open our minds and worship the living and loving and the God who is almighty, who created all heavens and earth. Father, glorious Lord, we just declare, just you're the potter. You have made us, you have created us to bring honor and glory to you, Father. Thank you, Father, for revealing your love to us through the Son, Jesus Christ. Father, for Lord, remembering my sins no more. Lord, my transgressions to the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for being such a God. Good shepherd, Lord, who know you are the holy type of God, and call you your brother. Lord, I love you, and thank you for my name, my sheep, and offer this praise and worship of my highly exalted name, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord, let us shout aloud to the Lord of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and exalt him with music. Son whom you love so much, Lord. You, but even that favorite son of yours, you have to give it for my sins, Lord, because you love me too, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your son who has to go through so much, Father God. You have to go through so much for me, Father God. The pain, the insults that he had to take on the cross was for me. And he didn't even say a word. Lord had a part for us that he loved you, because he wanted to fulfill what you had made him do, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing it for me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me so much. The way you have loved, nobody can love anybody in this world, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for you loved us first. We did not even know the meaning of love. We did not even know the meaning of anything in this world. We decided not to die, but the Lord, in our sin, we did so many things, Father God. But thank you, Lord, for giving us a new hope, a new life. And thank you, Lord, for saving my life. I love you, and I thank you. In Jesus' precious and almighty name, I worship you.
Ascribe greatness to our God alone. His work is perfect, and all his ways are just. Ascribe greatness to our God alone. His work is perfect, and all his ways are just.
Make the purpose, all of us, Lord, that we may seek your face, Lord, your holiness, Lord, and your presence, truly, Lord, that we may, Lord, get your love, Lord, not a single moment, but every moment, even the end of this world, Lord. Lord, I did not know the how to love enemy, Lord, but, Lord, I was enemy because I was a sinner, Lord, you are the Holy One. But Lord, you've shown your greatness through the cross and paid the highest price, Lord, that even taught me that I may be friend, even I was enemy, Lord. Such a great love that you laid your life upon the cross, Lord, and still, after purchasing, not considering me as a servant, but as a friend, what a great love, what a great sacrifice you made, and what a learning for us also, Lord. Thanks, Jesus, how much I tell from bottom of my heart is not enough, Lord, because each and every day, Lord, you're giving your living testimony through the different way in my life, when I am just losing hope in this world to stay in my life, Lord, you giving that hope. When I was completely lost, Lord, through my situations all of the way, but if I found, and through you, Lord, there is this true life that I will lead, Lord. Thank Jesus that you, Lord, restore me to the cross and shown me your love, Lord, that shine my heart and I may stand before you by your grace, not by my any works, Lord. Thank Jesus, you remain faithful, faithful rest of my life, even if committed to the 13th John, Lord. You will be end of the world, after this world will be with me. Thank Jesus, such a great promise you've given and comfort me. I give glory honor to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. My dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you, Lord, for this one. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity, Lord, that you have given me, that I can come here, Lord, and I can worship you in this of your children, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for saving me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for accepting me, Lord, as I was, Lord. Lord, even though I was your enemy, Lord, you have showed your unconditional love. First towards me, Lord. Lord, you have hold my hand, Lord. You have given me a salvation, Lord. Thank you for this free gift that, Lord, you have granted me, Lord, which I cannot, Lord, get in any way in this earth, Lord. Thank you for your that grace that you have shown me, Lord. And Lord, thank you, Lord, not you just gave me salvation, Lord. You are helping me every day how to walk with you, Lord. And Lord, how to cross that river, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, that comforting, that spirit, that words, that voice, Lord, that I'm having the experience every single day in my life, Lord. And Lord, I'm having the best friend of this life, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being my best friend, my best Savior, my best Lord, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes, Lord. And Lord, that realize me that, Lord, you are the one who has created this earth and heaven, Lord. You are the living God. You are the true God, Lord. And I'm so glad that, Lord, I'm worshiping you. And Lord, I'm included in your family, Lord. And Lord, I have that eternal hope in my heart, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, Lord. Lord, this morning I bow down before you, Lord. Lord, I praise you. I honor you with all my heart, Lord. I give you thanks, Lord. Thank you once again, Lord, for all your blessings, your grace and mercies upon me, Lord. Praise you and honor you with the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we could come down and bow down and worship you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you have loved us enough, Lord, to be called your friend, Lord. And, Lord, thank you, Lord, for, Lord, thank you, Lord, for, Lord, saying that we are your servants, Lord, but, Lord, we are also your friends, Lord. Lord, thank you that, Lord, you do not look down on us, Lord, but see us equal as your son, Lord. Lord, thank you, Lord, that, Lord, your love is so eternal, Lord, and, Lord, such a great God you are, Lord. Thank you for all the creations you have done, Lord, and thank you for giving each one of us unique abilities, Lord. And Lord, thank you, Lord, that we could, Lord, live with you together, Lord, in heaven, Lord. And thank you for dwelling in our hearts, Lord, and changing each and every one of us, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that, Lord, you have built this kingdom, Lord. But Lord, many people who do not know you, Lord, bless them, guide them, Lord, so they may, Lord, come to know the true, loving, living God, Lord. Because, Lord, otherwise, Lord, when the judgment day comes, Lord, no one can escape the wrath of you, Lord. So, Lord, please, Lord, thank you, Lord, for happiness for us, Lord. And Lord, thank you, Lord. We have that eternal life, Lord, and that love of yours. I ask for your name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.